This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:06, 6 minutes after 6 o'clock at 97.9 FM, WCHL, 51 degrees in Chapel Hill. Mostly cloudy today, showers and thunderstorms likely, probably in the afternoon. Not quite as cloudy as yesterday. Chance of rain probably not until after lunchtime, at least. High temperature today in the low 70s. And also just a slight chance of rain tonight. Low tonight in the low 50s. Tomorrow, a nice sunny day. Mostly sunny anyway, with a high up around 80 degrees. It is Wednesday morning at WCHL. Thanks for joining us for the WCHL Morning News. Where in Carrboro to put the southern branch of the Orange County Library? That was, again, the topic of last night's Board of Aldermen meeting. WCHL's Abraham Jaroszewski has details.
The Carrboro Board of Aldermen discussed four additional sites for the southern branch of the Orange County Library Tuesday night, this time prioritizing locations within proposed or approved developments instead of a standalone building. Here's Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton.
Everything I hear from the county commissioners is that they're not so much looking for more options. They are looking for some clear direction about what sort of works for the town. That doesn't mean they're going to do whatever we say, but they want to know clearly what is it that works best for Carrboro town government.
At a meeting last month, the Orange County Board of County Commissioners preferred two sites recommended to them by the board, 1128 Hillsborough Street and 401 Fidelity Street. Prior to that, the alderman also instructed town staff to evaluate four additional locations, 120 Brewer Lane, 203 South Greensboro Street, 201 North Greensboro Street, and 300 East Main. Eifert says these four locations differ from the others the county commissioners and the board have already evaluated.
Before, we were evaluating blank spaces in which to create a library. Two of them have currently permitted projects, so these are all opportunities to integrate the library within permitted development.
He adds that while all have current development proposals, they have varying probabilities of completion. Currently, there are active permits for the town-owned parking lot at 203 South Greensboro and the Butler property at 120 Brewer Lane. The 300 East Main Street development is currently under construction, while 201 North Greensboro Street is where CVS has proposed their new location. While Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton approved of all four locations, he says one of the sites is clearly better than the others.
The Butler property really stands out as being the most outstanding opportunity out of these. The parking is going to be outstanding. For all of these, the bus access is excellent, but the bike access is, and ped access is particularly excellent.
The town recently purchased the 203 South Greensboro lot to maintain the current parking allotment of the downtown. Alderman Jacqueline Giss says she's hesitant to build a library at that location because losing the parking lot could negatively impact downtown businesses.
As new businesses and new buildings come in, we might very quickly change the flavor of downtown Carrboro from being our older businesses mixing in with new businesses to running our old businesses out because of lack of parking.
Regardless of which site the town and the board eventually select, Chilton says both are acutely aware that the county library in Carrboro and the town of Chapel Hill Library will be in close proximity to each other.
One of the implications behind the name change was the sense that at least some on the county commission feel that there should be some differentiation in the kinds of services that are provided at the Chapel Hill Public Library versus the kinds of services that are provided at the Southern Branch Library.
The alderman formally submitted all four sites to the Board of County Commissioners, with 120 Brewer Lane as their primary preference. Abraham Jaroszewski, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. More news in just a moment.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication, to significantly reduce storage requirements. And replicated cloud storage for assured recovery. And live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Never play poker with a guy named Lucky. Never hit a pinata that has hornets coming out of it. Never play rock, paper, scissors with Edward Rock Hands or Edward Paper Hands. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $19.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle at the Carolina Inn, inviting you to join us for the first Fridays on the Front Porch of the season on April 26th, starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge and no reservations to attend. For more information, visit CarolinaInn.com.
Live smart, live well, live large at the Boom Blast Lifestyle Expo, Thursday, May 16th from 10 to 3 at Galloway Ridge in Farrington Village between Pittsboro and Chapel Hill. Attend information sessions on subjects relevant to you, what to expect from Medicare and Medicaid, easier phone communication with a hearing impaired, knee and hip replacement options, advanced planning, admission is free, easy parking, promotional items, contests, and snacks. Don't miss it on Thursday, May 16th at Galloway Ridge at Farrington. Presented by Boom Magazine, the lifestyle resource for today's active adult.
Hello, this is Eric Montross, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz. Wake up, Ron.
Thank you, Eric. It is 6:12, 12 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. And in more news this morning, county commissioners voted last night to delay the next property revaluation, despite evidence that the housing market is on the rebound. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
When Orange County commissioners voted last May to delay the next property tax revaluation until 2015, it was because there were too few home sales in the county to provide accurate data on market values. But tax administrator Dwayne Brinson told the board last night that the market is on the mend.
4 years removed from reval, it's pretty good numbers there. The quantity of sales is improving. In 2010, we had 1,236 qualified sales. 2011, we had 995 qualified sales. And in 2012, we're back up to 1,306 qualified sales.
Still, he advised commissioners to delay the revaluation once again, this time until 2017, because assessed values and market values are so close right now that a reappraisal would be unlikely to yield new information.
In my opinion, by the time we were to do a 2015 reval, tax assessments and market value would be practically one and the same. So we would have roughly no change in tax assessments.
The board agreed, voting 6-1 to push the revaluation back 2 more years. Earl McKee cast a lone vote against the delay last year, and he did so again last night.
We should have stayed on that four-year cycle to now, again, 1 year later, move it back. We'll further strengthen the perception that we're avoiding revaluation in order to avoid revaluing in a down market.
By state law, the county must perform a revaluation every 8 years. Prior to the real estate slump, the county had been operating on a four-year schedule, with the last reassessment taking place in 2009. Commissioners agreed to reinstate the four-year schedule after the 2017 revaluation. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Chapel Hill Town Council will move ahead with the plan to update the town's land use ordinances when the council meets tonight. The council will review the timeline for the implementation phase of the Chapel Hill 2020 process. This year-long phase will involve public comment sessions as well as input from consultants at Code Studio. Proposed changes to the Land Use Management Ordinance, or LUMO, will focus on neighborhood conservation districts, stormwater regulations, signage, and the future focus areas outlined in the comprehensive plan. The Town Council meets tonight at 6 o'clock in the Chapel Hill Public Library meeting room. NAACP protesters, including some from here in Chapel Hill, say the wave of civil disobedience won't stop until they feel their voices have been heard by the State General Assembly. More than 50 people have been arrested so far, and more may follow. WCHL's Rachel Nash was at a rally last night and has more.
In the face of 500,000 people not getting health care, where is your voice now? In the face of unemployed workers becoming hurt more, where is your voice now?
That's NAACP North Carolina State Chapter President William Barber. He led the rally Monday night at the Martin Street Baptist Church in Raleigh. Participants prayed, held a candlelit vigil, and sang several songs together. Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP members took part in the rally, including Bishop Larry Reed of the Cathedral Hope Mission Church in Carrboro. Reed was arrested last Monday during an NAACP protest.
Not only a regathering, but a regrouping, better understanding of what we're trying to make happen, because we have a lot of new faces in the audience. We have a lot of new people that are coming out to support us. A lot of new people are ready to stand with us.
One of those new faces included Chapel Hill resident Bert Gerganis.
It's not that hard to stand up and say, I've had enough.
He was there as a concerned citizen and also to represent the organization Occupy Health and Wellness NC. Gerganis is a general contractor in Carrboro. His business is Space Builders Construction Company.
They're trying to roll back the regulations for our environmental protections, which to me are the foundation of good life.
He also believes that this recent wave of state legislation is regressive.
What I see happening in our state is antithetical to democracy and to good sense.
Reed says that with each protest, people from a wider range of backgrounds are showing up.
People continually misunderstand what the fight is about. The fight is really about the people.
Reed says state legislation, from restrictions on voting rights to budget cuts in public education to the rejection of federally funded Medicaid expansion, could affect a large number of North Carolinians.
Take a strong look at what the legislation is putting out. When you look deeper and deeper, you find that it really is cutting at the core of humanity.
Another noteworthy attendee was one of the state legislator's own, North Carolina Senator Earlene Parman of Forsyth County.
Yes, fight up! Fight up! We ain't gonna let nobody turn us around.
Barber says there will be another protest outside the General Assembly this coming Monday, and more arrests are likely to come. To see pictures from last night's rally and for more information of the upcoming NAACP protests, visit our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 617, 17 minutes after 6 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL Traffic, brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Well, traffic rather light out there this morning. No problems to report so far. That will certainly change a little bit later on when things pick up. When they do, please call us in the newsroom. Let us know if you spotted any accidents or experienced any kind of an unusual delay. 919-967-8363. Rand Northam is in the newsroom, and we'll be reporting on traffic all morning long here on WCHL. Your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather presented by the new Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, where you can enjoy a $3 happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6 p.m. All full-size menu items just $3 each. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, now open in Chapel Hill's East 54 Shopping Center. 51 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning. A little chilly, mostly cloudy today. Showers and thunderstorms likely, probably in the afternoon. We more than likely won't get any rain until after lunchtime. High temperature today in the low 70s, and the chance of rain is 60%, which is kind of refreshing after what we have had. Not as big a chance of rain today. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers in the evening, 20% chance. Overnight low 52. Tomorrow, nice day, sunshine, high about 80 degrees. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the upper 50s. Then on Friday, partly sunny, slight chance of rain in the afternoon, and the high in the low 80s. So the temperatures will definitely warm up some in the next couple of days here. Time now for David Letterman and the Top 10 list on WCHL.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 list.
For 30 years, Sam's Club has helped businesses like yours save money and increase profits by skipping the middleman. From office supplies to high-quality fresh food to top-selling candy and snacks, you'll get it all for less at Sam's Club. Start saving money for your business right now. Join Sam's Club by May 10th and receive a gift card valued at up to $20. Join Sam's Club and save, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Hi, I'm Jody Stevens, a human resources manager, and I found that Dice.com is the best place to post our tech jobs. Dice has the best qualified candidates because they focus exclusively on technology. So when I need strong candidates fast, I go to Dice.com. First.
Dice is the number one technology career site with over a million tech professionals. Find your next tech pro on Dice.com fast. Visit us at Dice.com/fast. That's Dice.com/fast.
It's an interesting category tonight, and at first you might think, huh, this has nothing to do with me, but then on second glance, it really does have a great deal. I'll tell you what we're talking about. The category, top 10 thoughts people have about sandwiches. Have about sandwiches. The Sandwich Consumer Trend Report. How many folks read it?
Well,
They surveyed 1,500 Americans, and they asked them their thoughts about sandwiches.
I see.
Here's all you need to know about a sandwich. Get yourself some bread. I don't care what kind of bread. Get yourself some ham, high-quality ham.
Okay.
Get yourself some mustard, yellow mustard, brown mustard. Get yourself some nice, extra-sharp cheddar cheese. Bang!
Ha!
Slap that mofo together. You're ready to go. That's all you need to know about a sandwich. Ha! Ha!
That's it.
That's it. Like that Subway, you know, the Subway company.
Subway.
Remember
the kid
that had that enormous tubby kid, Jared, from Indiana, and they sent him into a Subway place, and he kept going in and going in, and the next thing you know, he lost like 140 pounds.
Sure,
he looked fantastic.
Yeah.
What they don't tell you was he came down with scurvy.
Well,
that's what they don't tell you.
I know.
They don't tell you.
That's the downside.
Hey, why so angry?
Mm.
Feel like my head wants a bus open.
Ooh.
So now we have top 10 thoughts people have about sandwiches.
Yes.
Top 10 thoughts. Here we go. Number 10. Sure, I'll have a sandwich.
Right. There's your number 10.
Number 10 thought right there. You can kind of stop right there, can't you? But we don't. Going on. Number 9. Is the second date too early for a French dip? Number 8. Honestly, screw wraps. I'm there. Wrap sandwiches. I mean, it's like eating out of somebody's pocket. You don't need it. You don't want it. Number 7, is America ready for its first gay sandwich? Is America ready for its first gay sandwich?
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, do I want a 12-inch or a foot long? Number 5, has the United States Treasury considered a sandwich-backed currency?
Boy.
Number 4, what does BLT stand for? Number 3, when will this country lift the ban on Cuban sandwiches? Number 2, thoughts people have about sandwiches. When I say hold the pickles, I'd actually like to hold the pickles.
Ah.
And the number 1 thought most people have about sandwiches, Grindr, I just met her.
David Letterman, top 10 list, WCHL. You know what they say, some days are better than ever, others.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight when his scheduled guests will be from How I Met Your Mother, Allison Hannigan, and Natalie Maines. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013, Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
Good morning. It is 6:24, 24 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. Time for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Duke Integrated Primary Care. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz. Number 1 ranked UNC baseball team leaned on a 4-run first inning to outlast James Madison last night at Bosheimer Stadium. The Heels took it 9-5 for the final score. Head coach Mike Fox called it a sloppy game after a lackluster relief pitching performance. In the first inning, Carolina jumped out to a 4-0 lead after RBI singles by Colin Moran and Parks Jordan on top of a 2-run double from Cody Stubbs. Freshman Landon Lassiter led the Tar Heels going 3-for-3 with 2 runs scored and 3 RBIs. Stubbs also, he drove in 3 RBIs. Junior left-hander Hobbs Johnson claimed the win. He allowed just 1 hit, struck out 4. While working around 5 walks, Johnson improves to 4-0 on the year. But the Dukes would get to the UNC bullpen in the 7th when they sent 9 players to the plate and Carolina walked 4. It was tough, but the Tar Heels hung on for the win. Carolina will host James Madison again tonight at 6 o'clock. You can hear it on WCHL. 6 o'clock, 6:25, WCHL. Good morning. Time now for Charles Osgood.
In commercial real estate services, discover the value of market intelligence. Discover Cassidy Turley. This is Charles Osgood. Companies have gotten out of practice when it comes to hiring people. They haven't done much of that. So when they start hiring people again, they have to be sure that they haven't forgotten how to do it right. Bad hire can be bad news, not only in this country, but around the world, says career builders Michael Irwin.
The cost of a bad hire is pretty consistent across the top 10 world economies. All companies in multiple countries are experiencing the same negative impacts that come with making that wrong decision.
More on the badness of bad hires after this.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Career Builder tries to help job seekers find the right jobs for them and to help companies avoid the bad hires. How would you define a bad hire, Michael Irwin?
Well, a bad hire is usually somebody who has turned out not to be a good fit for the job or did not perform as you thought they were before you hired them.
Of course, all the applicants are trying to make you think they'd be a great hire. Some try to fool you. Hirers can all be fooled by some of the people some of the time, apparently. 27% of the time, anyway.
27% of U.S. employers report that a single bad hire cost them more than $50,000 in the last 12 months. So if you have more than one bad hire, that's a pretty substantial hit to your bottom line, especially when we're coming out of a recession.
And you can't just hire people you personally take a shine to. Ask around, says Michael Irwin.
It's very important to make sure that if you are hiring for somebody, that you get the office involved, that you make sure that person is a good fit, not only for the job, but for the culture as well, so that they can thrive and help the business move forward.
When one too many bad hires is hired, the person who hired them just might be fired. Experience teaches that this is quite true, and the next hire could be someone to replace you. The Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and at theosgoodfile.com.
Fitch Lumber and Hardware has been around for a century because they pay attention to their customers. They've got everything you need for your home projects, large and small, and take time to offer you as much or as little advice and helpful tips as you need. The staff is experienced, knowledgeable, and available when you need assistance. Just one of the reasons they've been voted best hardware store in Orange and Chatham counties for 4 years in a row by the Independent Weekly. And Fitch Lumber and Hardware is right here in downtown Carrboro. So stop by or give them a call at 942-3255.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
What to get your wife for Mother's Day can be tricky business. Have you ever gotten her something she did not appreciate? Like the legendary snow shovel. Yes, for Mother's Day, a true story. Or jumper cables. Again, a true story. These are legends you don't want to add to. All the while, it's so simple to get her a gift that's mother-tested and mother-approved. I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. What is a mother-tested gift? We mean the ones that mothers, your wives, fellas, ooh and ah over every time they walk into our store. These are tested men, tried on, admired in mirrors, dreamed of, wished for by hundreds of women. Yes, we know what she likes. Come see us for the gifts that pass the most demanding requirements of the most giving woman in your world. The gifts that get 5 stars and the red imprint of her lips on your face. Fellas, come see what's tested and what's approved. And you'll love how she shows her approval. Grimble Jewelers, we are mother tested and mother approved.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's half off. Either 2 or 4 hours of photo booth rental for event parties. Available now. Photo booth rental is perfect for weddings, class reunions, birthday parties, graduation parties, and more. Your guests hop in and out of the booth, and within minutes, the photo booth takes the shots and prints out a strip in their choice of color or black and white. Strips can also be modified with messages, and your guests can take as many images as they like while the booth is at your venue. It's half off from Tar Heel Photo Booth. Get it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCLA KHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you this morning by Carborough Family Medicine, serving Chapel Hill, Carborough, and surrounding communities for 30 years. If you like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, join them at Carborough Family Medicine. You can find them on the web at CarboroughFamilyMedicine.net. 51 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly cloudy, showers and thundershowers likely in the afternoon. Our high temperature today in the low 70s, chance of rain is 60%. That will diminish greatly to only 20% chance of rain tonight, probably an isolated shower or two. And the low tonight in the low 50s.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Today, looking into the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, last September. Correspondent Bob Fuss.
A key witness was at the Libyan embassy in Tripoli when the Benghazi attack began, and will say he asked first for fighters to fly over to scare the attackers, then for a special operations team, and neither was sent. The Pentagon says neither could have arrived in time to help. The hearing will also focus on early mistaken reports that it was a mob, not terrorists, which Republican Daryl Issa says were knowingly wrong.
Deliberately premeditated lying to the American people, everyone knows is wrong.
The White House firmly denies those charges, and Democrats say Issa's efforts are purely political.
4 months ago, then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was defiant when testifying and took responsibility for errors made leading up to the attack on that consul.
The fact is, we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans?
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:32, 28 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. We have 53 degrees in Chapel Hill. Mostly cloudy day. Showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. High today in the low 70s. 60% chance of rain. Much better day tomorrow. A lot of sunshine tomorrow with a high of about 80 degrees. And really better weather for the rest of the week. And then the weekend will have a lot of clouds as well with a big, big chance of rain. So it just never seems to go away. Where in Carborough to put the southern branch of the Orange County Library? That was, again, the topic of discussion at last night's Board of Aldermen meeting. WCHL's Abraham Jaroszewski has details.
The Carborough Board of Aldermen discussed four additional sites for the southern branch of the Orange County Library Tuesday night, this time prioritizing locations within proposed or approved developments instead of a standalone building. Here's Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton.
Everything I hear from the county commissioners is that they're not so much looking for more options. They are looking for some clear direction about what sort of works for the town. That doesn't mean they're going to do whatever we say, but they want to know clearly what is it that works best for Carborough town government.
At a meeting last month, the Orange County Board of County Commissioners preferred two sites recommended to them by the board, 1128 Hillsborough Street and 401 Fidelity Street. Prior to that, the alderman also instructed town staff to evaluate four additional locations, 120 Brewer Lane, 203 South Greensboro Street, 201 North Greensboro Street, and 300 East Main. Eifert says these four locations differ from the others the county commissioners and the board have already evaluated.
Before, we were evaluating blank spaces in which to create a library. Two of them have currently permitted projects, so these are all opportunities to integrate the library within permitted development.
He adds that while all have current development proposals, they have varying probabilities of completion. Currently, there are active permits for the town-owned parking lot at 203 South Greensboro and the Butler property at 120 Brewer Lane. The 300 East Main Street development is currently under construction, while 201 North Greensboro Street is where CVS has proposed their new location. While Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton approved of all four locations, he says one of the sites is clearly better than the others.
The Butler property really stands out as being the most outstanding opportunity out of these. The parking is going to be outstanding. For all of these, the bus access is excellent, but the bike access is, and ped access is particularly excellent.
The town recently purchased the 203 South Greensboro lot to maintain the current parking allotment of the downtown. Alderman Jacqueline Giss says she's hesitant to build a library at that location because losing the parking lot could negatively impact downtown businesses.
As new businesses and new buildings come in, we might very quickly change the flavor of downtown Carborough from being our older businesses mixing in with new businesses to running our old businesses out because of lack of parking.
Regardless of which site the town and the board eventually select, Chilton says both are acutely aware that the County Library in Carrboro and the Town of Chapel Hill Library will be in close proximity to each other.
One of the implications behind the name change was the sense that at least some on the County Commission feel that there should be some differentiation in the kinds of services that are provided at the Chapel Hill Public Library versus the kinds of services that are provided at the Southern Branch Library.
The Alderman formally submitted all four sites to the Board of County Commissioners, with 120 Brewer Lane as their primary preference. Abraham Jaroszewski, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The United States Postal Service has decided not to move its Timberline office in Chapel Hill after careful consideration, according to spokesperson Monica Coachman-Robbs.
The Postal Service is reaching a permanent agreement with the landlord regarding the current space, and so we're looking at reconfiguring the space. The plan is still to move the carriers out of the post office at Timberline into the Carver post office, but that would not take place until later in the summer or early fall.
The evaluation of the space was done as part of a nationwide process in the attempts of saving money for the United States Postal Service. The building in the Timberline Shopping Center is 11,000 square feet. The amount of space needed once the carriers are moved is only 2,500 square feet. With the agreement that was reached, the current space will be modified to only have retail services such as the post office boxes and the purchase counter. Coachman Rob says it should have little to no effect in the customer's everyday use when those changes take place.
Everything would remain basically as it is now. The changes that would happen behind the scenes would simply involve the carriers moving, but regarding delivery to our customers in Chapel Hill, there'd be no changes expected with that move, even when it happens. And as far as the retail modifications, there'd be no changes to retail access while that's going on.
Recently, some Chapel Hill residents have received notices in their mail that due to the recent high volume of mail in the area, delivery could be slightly delayed. Coachman Rob says this has nothing to do with any changes in the Postal Service, but is in fact a good sign for the company that reported a national first quarter loss in 2013 of $1.3 billion after a $15.9 billion loss for fiscal year 2012.
That's just a good sign that there has been a higher volume of mail than normal. And so as we're receiving that mail into the offices, some of our carriers are getting out a little later than they normally would. But that's certainly good news for the Postal Service. A lot of it is a result of some new agreements that we're making with our customers.
She says a lot of the small business customers are taking advantage of some of the deals, like a new program called Every Door Direct Mail the post office currently has to offer. Orange County commissioners voted last night to delay the next property revaluation, despite evidence that the housing market is on the rebound. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
When Orange County commissioners voted last May to delay the next property tax revaluation until 2015, it was because there were too few home sales in the county to provide accurate data on market values. But tax administrator Dwayne Brinson told the board last night that the market is on the mend.
4 years removed from reval, it's pretty good numbers there. The quantity of sales is improving. In 2010, we had 1,236 qualified sales. 2011, we had 995 qualified sales. And in 2012, we're back up to 1,306 qualified sales.
Still, he advised commissioners to delay the revaluation once again, this time until 2017, because assessed values and market values are so close right now that a reappraisal would be unlikely to yield new information.
In my opinion, by the time we were to do a 2015 reval, tax assessments and market value would be practically one and the same. So we would have roughly no change in tax assessments.
The board agreed, voting 6-1, to push the revaluation back 2 more years. Earl McKee cast a lone vote against the delay last year, and he did so again last night.
We should have stayed on that four-year cycle to now, again, 1 year later, move it back. We'll further strengthen the perception that we're avoiding revaluation in order to avoid revaluing in a down market.
By state law, the county must perform a revaluation every 8 years. Prior to the real estate slump, the county had been operating on a four-year schedule, with the last reassessment taking place in 2009. Commissioners agreed to reinstate the four-year schedule after the 2017 revaluation. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
News around town this morning. Early last week, UNC head coaches Larry Fedora and Roy Williams won $15,000 for the university's general scholarship fund in the annual Chick-fil-A Bowl Challenge. Fedora and Williams teamed together on the golf course for the second year and finished 12th, shooting 2 under par. Miami's Al Golden and Gino Toretta shot 11 under par and won the first place prize of $125,000. According to its website, the Chick-fil-A Bowl Challenge is the country's premier head coach and celebrity charity golf event featuring NCAA head coaches and former athletes and celebrities from the same school competing against their rivals for a share of a $520,000 scholarship purse. Again, congratulations to Coach Fedora and Coach Williams for winning $15,000 for the university's general scholarship fund. 6:40, 20 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Coming up next, today's commentary is on the way from Neris Levy. That'll be followed by Inside Carolina Athletics on WCHL.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local services, expert insights on 97.9 FM WCHL.
I'm Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, one of Nationwide's largest insurance agencies. We started in 1993 here in Chapel Hill. We have 11 locations throughout the Triangle and Triad. In 2000, I bought a very large independent agency, and instead of naming it the Mark Vitale Agency, believe it or not, my 8-year-old son came up with this idea, Dad, why don't you just call it All About Insurance? All About Insurance just sounded exactly who we are. We're all about insurance. We know all about insurance, all lines. We are the leaders in auto, home, financial services. We have a health insurance company. We try to do everything well, and we try to teach our people continuously of the new things that are happening. They're always learning what's next and what's going to come in the future. I believe that it's a profession. It's not a job. And when my people come to work, that they need to believe that they are doing something that is honorable. We talk to you and see what you need for insurance. Assets can be replaced. Dreams can't be replaced. So you can call in Chapel Hill at 919-933-4000 or stop in at Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard. Check us out at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
This has been the professionals on 97.9 FM WCHL. Local services, expert insights.
This is Richard Quinn from This Season Gardening. It's spring planting season, and we're ready to show you how to grow organically with organic seeds, vegetable starts, soil, fertilizer, and pest control. We're equally proud of our nursery, stocked with an unusual variety of annuals, perennials, and fruit trees, and ceramic pots in all shapes, sizes, and colors. Garden smart at Fifth Season, downtown Carborough.
Come on down, Fifth Season. Come on down.
Years ago, we launched chapelboro.com so that our community could have its first digital town square. Since then, our town has evolved and chapelboro.com is evolving with it.
Chapelboro 2.0 carries the same great features and now provides an even better user experience. With its sleek new design and wide accessibility, Chapelboro 2.0 truly is
bigger, faster, and stronger.
We encourage you to stop by multiple times a day. We guarantee there will always be something new to see.
Chapelboro 2.0, bigger, faster, stronger. Check it out now.
Good morning. It is 6:43, 17 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Neris Levy, and I'm a Welsh-born American citizen. Not everyone is comfortable welcoming strangers. Our current world is full of real and imagined dangers, and it becomes increasingly difficult to distinguish good from bad. But not to keep an open mind and an open heart makes us all poorer for not taking the risk of engaging with strangers or people with whom we are unfamiliar. In a recent conversation with two young refugee teenagers, I asked them if they had any American friends or had ever been invited to an American home. They both answered no. Shortly thereafter, we had the Boston bombings, when someone just a few years older than these young people allegedly took out his anger on many who were similar to students with whom he had studied. And so how do we engage with, and yes, welcome strangers, and make them feel at home here in the USA? Are we really a melting pot or simply a gathering of ethnic groups bound by laws and the American Constitution? Crossing cultural barriers is both challenging and exciting, and clearly needs to be done if everyone in this nation is to go forward in the spirit of peace, trust, and unity. So think about how you could make a difference to your life as well as somebody else's by reaching out. In doing so, you will make this nation more of a melting pot, more inclusive, and less suspicious of people regarded as the others in our midst. I am co-chair of the Community Dinner Committee. This is Neris Levy.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue.
The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
All right, Coach, thank you very much. 6:45, 15 minutes away from 7 o'clock at WCHL.
Inside Carolina Athletics, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
North Carolina's baseball team improved to 43-4 on Tuesday night, getting the 9-5 victory over James Madison. Hobbs Johnson got the start for the Tar Heels. He also got the win, going five innings, allowing just one hit, no runs. He walked five and struck out four, and afterwards the conversation was all about the Tar Heels' pitching. Here's the head coach, Mike Fox.
It was a sloppy game on both sides. I think just a lot of balls thrown, and that's why we played 3 hours. But, we just had that one bad inning, couldn't find the plate. It happens, and it's a sign of a good team. I think we can withstand an inning like that where we give up a five-run inning. We haven't done that very much this year, and we'll have to learn from it and make sure we didn't relax when it was 4-0 and 5-6-7-0, and we got to be better than that.
What would your child do if your smoke detector sounded in the middle of the night? Young children are at the greatest risk in house fires because they often try to hide under a bed or in a closet. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent urges you to join their fire safety program, Operation Edith. Plan and practice an exit drill in the home. It could save your child's life.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit trustedchoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
So the Tar Heels get the 9-5 victory against James Madison on Tuesday night, and these two teams will go at it again. Today, Chris Munley, your expected starter for the Tar Heels, who are in search of win number 44 and win number 25 in non-conference action before getting back on the diamond this weekend for a three-game set in Atlanta versus Georgia Tech.
Inside Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Good morning. It is 6:48, 12 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. This is Ron Stutz and traffic and weather together on the way next.
Have you given up on organized religion? What if you found a church that was fun, energetic, encouraging, diverse, and actually made a difference in the world? This is Kenner Pinar, pastor of Grace Church of Chapel Hill, and I want to invite you to try a new kind of church. We believe in truth, but practice grace. We're into Jesus and social justice. We are young and old, married and single. We are white, black, Hispanic, and Asian. We are Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. And we have a blast doing life together. Check us out. It may be the best hour of your week. Grace Church, online at gracelife.com.
Moms deserve the best, and there's nothing better than celebrating over a special meal. That's why Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop in downtown Carrboro will be open for dinner this year on Mother's Day, this Sunday, the 12th of May. Come toast your mom and maybe your beaming graduate with flavorful contemporary American cooking and stylish wines from around the world. Glass Half Full reservations can be made by calling 919-967-9784. Your mom deserves the best at Glass Half Full.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Salemson, Chief Executive Officer of Corporate Investors Mortgage Group, and I'm proud to lead Chapel Hill's only locally owned mortgage bank. Home mortgage interest rates remain at historic lows, so whether you're looking to purchase the home of your dreams or simply looking to refinance your existing mortgage, Corporate Investors and I are here to help you every step of the way. Call us at 929-6116 or visit us on the web at CIMGINC.com. Go Heels!
It is time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and this traffic report is brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Burgers not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys grilled kosher beef hot dogs dressed with any or all of 15 free toppings. Five Guys, Menomot Village. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Rand Northam is here. It's a shame we don't have the cameras working this morning. He looks good, and I hope he has good news as far as traffic is concerned.
I do have good news. Good morning for you, to you, Ron.
Oh, thank you so much.
We're going to make it over the hump today, yeah?
Great, yeah. Yeah, this is it's all cruising downhill toward the weekend if we can just get past today.
That sounds good to
me. A lot of work between now and then, though.
Well, everybody heading downhill on the roadways right now as things are moving smoothly, downhill in a good way. I-40, 15501, NC-54, the Durham Freeway. Not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL, but we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Good to see you. And I will talk to you again in about a half an hour or
that
so.
That sounds great.
All right. Time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast. And it's brought to you this morning by USA Flooring, now offering smart carpet made from sustainable materials. Soft, durable, with a lifetime stain warranty. USA Flooring, 3612 Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard. If it goes on your floors, it's in their stores. It is 53 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, probably in the afternoon. Our high temperature today in the low 70s. Chance of rain is 60%. Tonight, just a 20% chance of rain. Partly cloudy skies. Chance of isolated showers. Overnight low in the low 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high up around 80. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the upper 50s. And on Friday, partly sunny. 20% chance of showers in the afternoon. And the high in the low 80s. That's as warm as it's going to get. It'll cool off a little bit as the weekend gets here. And we'll still have a continued chance of rain pretty much all weekend long. Time now for celebrity birthdays. We got a whole bunch of them here. Comedian Don Rickles is 87 years old today. Naturalist Sir David Attenborough is 87. Singer Tony Tennille, you remember her? Captain and Tennille, 73 years old today. Actor James Mitchum is 72. Jazz musician Keith Barrett is 68. Philip Bailey of Earth, Wind, and Fire. He's the one with a high voice. Philip Bailey, 62 years old today. Let's see here. Alex Van Halen of Van Halen, 60 years old today. Actor David Keith is 59. Actor Stephen First is 59. Actress Melissa Gilbert, who was on Little House on the Prairie, 49 years old today. Singer Enrique Iglesias, Julio Iglesias' son, 38 years old today. Actor Matt Davis is 35. Actress Julie Whalen, 29 years old today. And got a local celebrity celebrating a birthday today. Macon Thomason, who grew up here in Chapel Hill, now living in Fayetteville, but gets back to Chapel Hill as often as he can. Macon Thomason is celebrating a birthday. And Macon, we're going to make sure it's special for you. We got a $10 gift certificate from University Florist in downtown Chapel Hill. They're on East Franklin Street, and they will always help you say it with flowers, even if you have trouble saying it with words. Macon Thomason, congratulations. Happy birthday from WCHL. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday morning. We made it to hump day. We get past this one. It's all downhill toward the weekend.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of downhill, here's Freddie Kiger.
The downhill slalom event.
How you doing? Hope everybody's good out there.
All right.
Hope everybody's enjoying May, having a good May.
Down at the bottom of the slope, Freddie Kiger.
Yes, that would be yes. Yeah.
What's up?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm glad to hear that. Yes, I'm doing well,
yeah,
too.
Right in the middle of the softball season. And, mm-hmm. Of course, in a couple of weeks, you got the ACC Men's Baseball Tournament or the mm-hmm. ACC Baseball Tournament over at the Durham Bulls Athletic Park.
Great place for it.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah. Heels will be rolling in there. Chance, hopefully, to springboard to some really neat stuff.
I know.
On down the road.
Very special baseball team.
Woo, my goodness. Mike Fox got the got things rolling. They're doing a nice
Mike
job.
Fox is a great coach.
Mike played second base when I was in. We were in school together.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike's a good guy. And you know what?
He's a good guy. He's a great coach.
Yep.
Great recruiter.
Yep. Gets good people.
Just good.
Gets good citizens.
Good guy all the way around.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Today we're doing cartoon characters.
Okay.
You ready?
Present company excluded.
That would be correct. Back on May the 11th, 1991, the National Stuttering Project picketed Warner Brothers demanding that one of their Looney Tune characters lose its offensive stutter.
I bet I knew which one.
Which character?
All right.
1991, May, the National Stuttering Project picketed Warner Brothers demanding that one of their Looney Tune characters lose his offensive stutter.
Mm-hmm.
Name the character.
919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answer.
Yep.
Swap Trivia Prize. Get a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Good to go.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Bill Malega is a veteran history teacher at Chapel Hill High School. We caught up with Bill last week at the Teacher's First Breakfast. He's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Along with being like a pseudo-assistant principal at times and part of a leadership group to really channel and help Chapel Hill High School grow with another new principal incoming. Teach four different classes. I teach freshman standard world history, two classes of AP world history, and then four classes of great American conflicts on the Civil War and World War II. So I can help see the students grow from freshmen to seniors, kind of, you know, help them along, which is great if you get somebody that you're really attached to. Always trying to be innovative. We just finished making our fourth documentary. We read a book by Alex Kershaw, The Bedford Boys, about a town up the road in Virginia. I actually got him to come to the high school to meet our students, and it's about a town in Virginia that was wiped out on D-Day. And so we followed their trail from London to the small remote town of Ivy Bridge, England, where they went lights out. We got to meet people that knew them. So, and it was seeing this little small English village come alive and so appreciative of our students being there. And then we got to go onto the beach at the exact moment when the soldiers landed with Alex Kershaw walking us through his novel. And then we went up and had a special ceremony in the American Cemetery. And so our students are part of a class that takes my history class, goes to an English class and reads that novel. Then they go to a web design class and use green screens and video and audio to make a movie. So always trying to stay on the cutting edge, be a little fresh, and give our students the whole well-rounded experience, which makes our school district special.
Gee, can you tell Bill Malega is excited about what he does? Bill, I always enjoy talking to you. I wish we had a couple of hours.
Amen. Anytime.
You do such exciting stuff in the classroom, and thank you so much for being a teacher. Yeah.
Bill Malega, outstanding history teacher at Chapel Hill High School. He's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Good morning. It is coming up on 7 o'clock at WCHL, about 6:58, 2 minutes until 7 o'clock. All right, you have to be talking about Sylvester P. Puttytat.
No.
No?
He didn't stutter.
He didn't?
He just kind of slobbered a lot, you know, with his suffering succotash, but that was a sloppery kind of thing.
Yeah.
Who stuttered? That's all, folks.
Oh, yeah, Elmer Fudd.
No!
Porky Pig!
Yeah, and back in May of 91, the National Stuttering Project
demanded cobwebs out of your brain.
That he lose his stutter. They carried signs that read, "Make friends, don't make fun of kids who stutter."
Mm-hmm.
So in 1994, Warner Brothers did contribute $12,000 to underwrite the cost of an organization that treated kids who stuttered.
Yeah.
And in 97, he even made a downloadable poster of Porky Pig that read, "Everybody's unique, and that's good, folks."
And I don't think they ever really meant to make fun of anybody when
character. No, not at all. I don't think
sometimes
so.
Sometimes we're just so incredibly politically correct. You know?
Well, I mean, certainly is an issue for kids, and it's one that's, you know, it can make you extremely sensitive. And so I understand where they're coming from.
And
but
a lot of adults
I know
now stuttered when they were children, and they grew up and they grew out of it.
I don't think there was any intent by Warner Brothers to do that. Mm-hmm. And I mean, if they're demanding that he loses that, how about demanding he put on some pants?
All right, a minute before 7 o'clock at WCHL. Congratulations to Mary Baker of Durham, who called in and won. She got the answer right away. Mary Baker, way to go. Thank you so much for listening. Mary gets to swap a trivia prize with one of our previous winners, and also we'll get to enjoy a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thank you so much, Mary. Have a great day. WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly in the afternoon. Our high today in the low 70s. Chance of rain remains all day today at about 60%.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself.
Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community.